God's purposes is heading toward us. We need to change direction and line up with what God is doing. And that means believing the gospel, the announcement that through Jesus' death and resurrection, we can be put right with God, that we're being offered a fresh start to begin to live as God always meant us to. This is his message. And it's his message for all people. When Jesus burst onto the scene, he didn't subdivide humanity into categories and give each one a separate message, one for the introverts, another for the extroverts, one with logical charts and bullet points for the left brain types, and one with different colours and ambient music for the right brain folk. God's message for gay people is the same as his message for everyone. Repent and believe. It is the same invitation to find fullness of life in God, the same offer of forgiveness and deep, wonderful, life-changing love. Same-sex attraction versus gay. It was this message I first heard at my friend's church, the message I have tried to live in the light of in the years since. Through it all, as someone who lives with homosexuality, I have found biblical Christianity to be a wonderful source of comfort and joy. God's word to me on this issue at times feels confusing and difficult, but it is nevertheless deeply and profoundly good. The gospel of Jesus is wonderful news for someone who experiences same-sex